I will present variations in the cation exchange capacity of a soil that was subjected to changes in aeration conditions. And I will discuss problem in the measurements of CEC in aeration conditions that vary with time. In fact, in the past, we performed an earlier experiment during which we suspected the reliability of measurements that were based on the cobalt examine exchange. Therefore, we performed this new experiment. Dealing with the environmental context, firstly, the spreading of liquid organic wastes reduce gas transport in soil, increase oxygen consumption rate, and therefore favors locally an increase in anaerobic microbial activities. These microbial activities lead to the reductive dissolution of iron and manganese and lead to the partial exchange with usual exchangeable cations. And therefore, this may be seen as increasing the risk of soil acidification. However, the increase in the mobility of usual exchangeable cations may be reduced by an increase in the CEC during anoxic periods. This increase may be a result from an increase in soil pH, as well as from a reduction of iron, either constitutive to clays and then reducing, leading to more negative charge of these clays, or in hydroxides partly covering these clays. Therefore, our objectives were, firstly, to compare CEC measurements methods in different aeration conditions and try to identify unexpected chemical reactions that could appear in reducing conditions when using a cobalt examine complex. Secondly, to estimate the actual variations of CEC during a succession of oxic, anoxic, oxic periods. And thirdly, to affect these observed variations in CEC to changes in soil pH, reductive dissolution of iron oxyhydroxides, and reduction of clay that is of iron that is constitutive to clay. In a first experiment, we mixed a ferrite soil that was rich in iron, organic matter, and clays with water and rum vine earth. And we then incubated the obtained slurry during 63 days according to the three successive periods. A first period of 7 days in well-aerated condition, a second anoxic period just after the spreading of the supply of vine earth, and then a last period of 28 days in well-aerated conditions. At various dates, we measured gases, organic and mineral solutes, as well as the pH of the slurry solution, and the CEC using four different methods. The first one using cobalt examine complex, the second using copper triad complex, and two type of measurements using magnesium at two different concentrations. We measured for all of these methods pH after the exchange, and after the exchange of cobalt examine complex, we also measured the exchange cations. During these incubations, manganese was mobilized since the beginning of the anoxic periods, whereas iron was mobilized after approximately a 2 day lag phase. After the return to well aerated conditions, iron mobilization, iron disappeared from the solution in less than 1 day, this disappearance resulted from abiotic oxidative precipitation. In contrast, the disappearance of manganese was only partial. It a priori did not result from oxidative oxidation, as we may see that there was no total disappearance of manganese from the solution. And this was confirmed by direct observations of the oxidation state of manganese in solids using Xanes spectroscopy. Here you see the first transition between oxic and anoxic conditions with a reduction of manganese. And there you see the second transition between the anoxic and the terminal oxic conditions with no reoxidation of manganese. And this may explain why during the last oxic period, we didn't see a return of the pH of the slurry to its initial value. Dealing with cobalt hexamine exchange, firstly, we see that after this exchange, the pH of the solution during the two well-aerated period was similar to the initial pH of the soil slurry. In contrast, during the anoxic period, the pH surprisingly increased up to 9.3. Simultaneously, at the same date, the soil exhibited the ICC values measured by this method. And unfortunately, or in contrast, the exchange cations, the sum of exchange cations expressed in the same units, did not increase during the same period, but apparently decreased. In fact, a first but only partial explanation was that reduced manganese and reduced iron were not measurable at such pH because only traces of oxygen may enable their quick oxidation and precipitation, and also magnesium and calcium may partly precipitate as a carbonate in such conditions. However, it is not sufficient to explain such differences between CEC and the sum of exchange cations. Comparing this method with the other three methods, we note first that at the end of the anoxic period, the cobalt hexamine method was the only method that predicts such an increase in CEC. However, all other methods predict an increase in the CEC between the initial period and the end of the anoxic period. It was, for all other methods, the pH of the solutions after the exchange respect the slurry pH, except, of course, the pH after the exchange of cobalt hexamine at the end of the anaerobic period. It was possible to correct the exchangeable cations during the anoxic period by accounting for variations during this period of this cation in solution. And in fact, we obtained these curves for the sum of cations, exchangeable cations, that look like very similar to the CEC measurements using the magnesium at the highest concentration. In order to assess what part of the CEC variations during the anoxic conditions result from the pH increase during this period, we use the Metson method to estimate such variations, and we see that in fact the increase in the pH during the anoxic period could explain only less than 2 centimoles of plus charge per kilogram of soil. In a third experiment, we try to better understand why cobalt hexamine method did not lead to good results during the anoxic period. And since we suspect reduction oxidation reactions between cobalt hexamine complex and reduced iron, we performed chemical reactions by mixing the cobalt hexamine solutions with reduced iron at different initial concentrations, the lowest one being similar as the concentrations obtained for reduced soil. And we measured at various times variations in pH, EH, and reduced iron and total iron in solution. We observed for all of this experiment an increase in pH and a simultaneous decrease in the reduced iron in solution. And in fact, pH increase is as high as the initial reduced iron concentration is low, that is this curve. And we observed in this case also a lag phase for this increase. And most of the pH increase is associated with a small decrease in the mobilized reduced iron. We tried to be sure of the mechanism to propose, and therefore we used a chemical model to simulate the experiments. Firstly, we simulate a reduction of the cobalt hexamine complex by a reduced iron that lead to another cobalt hexamine complex, but only with two plus charges. This complex is less stable than the complex with three plus charges, and it leads to ammonia, to the formation of ammonium, and that leads to an increase in pH. It leads also to cobalt 2 plus that can also precipitate. And we also account for the precipitation of ferric iron. And we obtain such simulations that look like very similar as experiments. And in fact, it's for us a demonstration of the involved mechanism that that lead to bias in these measurements. In fact, to resume, reduction oxidation reactions between cobalt hexamine complex and reduced iron lead to increase the pH of the solution after exchange, and therefore to increase the actual CEC of the soil. It leads also to precipitate reduced cobalt, and therefore to bias the estimate of CEC at this time. And it leads also to adsorb not cobalt hexamine with a 3 plus charge, but with only 2 plus charges. That is another origin of biases in the measurement of CEC. Therefore, the main conclusions of this work, cobalt hexamine complex cannot measure correctly CEC in reduced soils. In oxic conditions, the four methods used lead to different estimates with, in the order, copper trien lower than magnesium, lower than cobalt hexamine, lower than NH4 plus ammonium measurements. But exchangeable cations agreed with magnesium exchange for the most important, the highest concentration of magnesium. And at a scientific point of view, CEC really increased during the anoxic period. It approximately doubled for our soil. pH effect should have been small in our case. And since most of the increase in CEC remained after aeration, we hypothesize that it results mainly from reduction of iron constitutive to clays, rather than from the reductive dissolution of iron oxyhydroxides that covers clays and that would have precipitated thereafter after the return to well aerated conditions. So thank you very much for your attention. My opinion, but I am not sure, is that cobalt hexamine is a good method for oxidized soil, for well-aerated soil. It's only for reducing soils with reduced iron solution that it's not valuable.
So cobalt works well in the oxidation.
Yeah.